As I stood on the top of a hill north of Ashland, Kansas, last Monday, both battered by the wind and blessed by the view, I thought how remarkable it is that a stranger would come to Southwest Kansas just so that we could receive the good news of Jesus Christ. You see, after navigating the barbed wire fence, I and Joel McClure, seminarian for the Diocese of Dodge City, and Father Ted Skowski and Father Kola Prakash from Ashland were standing at the site of what was the first church structure in what is now the Diocese of Dodge City. A marker there explains that three Benedictine monks from Atchison, Kansas, settled at that spot in 1876, eventually building a stable, a sod house, and a stone building. They named it Monte Cassino, after the 6th century home of Saint Benedict, with the hope that it would one day be like another monastery on the unsettled plains of Kansas. How remarkable it is that a stranger would come to Southwest Kansas just so that we could receive the good news of Jesus Christ. One of those men, Brother Andrew Allerman, first left his home in Germany to come to the United States. Then he joined the community in Atchison and was later asked to travel out here. You know, one wonders what Brother Andrew was thinking as he came out to Southwest Kansas. Or to change my inflection a little bit, what was he thinking when he came out to Southwest Kansas? Well, perhaps he was thinking quite simply, isn't this what it means to be Christian? The Catechism of the Catholic Church quotes Vatican II when it says the church on earth is by her very nature missionary, since according to the plan of the Father, she has as her origin the mission of the Son and the Holy Spirit. When Jesus came, he wanted nothing more than for all of us to know how great it is to be loved by the Father. And his mission was for all of us to share in the communion that he has with his Father. And that communion is the Spirit. So Brother Andrew wasn't crazy. He was just Catholic. He knew that the missionary impulse is a necessary fruit of the life of the Trinity. I suppose he thought, I don't want anyone to not experience the love between the Father and the Son. So where can I go to make sure that I share that? Well, why not that other corner, that unsettled part of the state? How remarkable it is that a stranger would come to Southwest Kansas just so that we could receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thought that that couldn't be any clearer than standing on that windswept hill north of Ashland. I thought it couldn't be any clearer than that until I was standing here yesterday morning watching Bishop Brungardt ordain Juan Solis, a deacon for the Diocese of Dodge City. I'm so excited for those of you who were able to be here. Maybe your first ordination ever. Deacon Juan has shared that from an early age he felt the call not just to be ordained, but to take the gospel somewhere else. And only recently did God clarify where that somewhere else would be. And so Deacon Juan begins his ordained ministry as a missionary, yes, but not as a stranger. Yesterday, he was ordained for the Diocese of Dodge City, just like I was. You can consider the similarities between Deacon Juan and Brother Andrew Allerman, who came in 1876. Not that everything is the same. I've only seen one black and white picture of Brother Andrew, and he had this big old scraggly beard. So I'm glad they don't share that in common. They both understood that the missionary impulse is a necessary fruit of the life of the Trinity. They both asked the question, where do I need to go to share the love between the Father and the Son? The love that is the Spirit. And for both of them, the answer was here. Well, that missionary impulse is actually for all of us. Granted, it might take you to places far less dramatic this summer. It might be the bleachers at Legend Park or the company picnic. You know, maybe summer camp or even your own family reunion. Somewhere in the world where the light of the gospel doesn't shine like it should, or doesn't shine like it used to. The light didn't shine for too long on the Monte Cassino settlement. For various reasons, the three monks were called back home, and the community was gone before Ashland had even been settled. But their missionary spirit didn't end. It can't end, because the church, by her very nature, is missionary. We saw that here yesterday morning. And I see it in you, who are sent by the Spirit so that others may know the love between the Father and the Son.